Can't hear my music, but I know it's playing.
You actually said at the right time. Welcome back to Rick's Horror Review, where we talk about
horror movies.
We review all kinds, going from Catholicism to ghosts to vampires to zombies, everything.
They're usually rated R, though. Are we doing a rated R show today?
We're doing a
PG-13 review show.
Yes, we are.
Okay, well, what kind of horror movies do we like to talk about? That's where you push the blue button.
We are talking about...
We're talking about the movie Fall.
Yes, we are.
Okay, so you want to talk about the show format? That's the one. That's the one.
That one?
Up there, show format.
This one?
Yeah.
We are going to be talking about why we chose to watch this movie. And then we're going to have some fun facts about the movie with Rick.
D-O-I.
We're going to talk about what kind of horror movie is it. Mm-hmm. Is it scary? Is the jump scare overused? Things that we liked about it and disliked, if we fell asleep watching it, and if we endorse it. And then we'll have the famous rating at the end.
And then?
We're going to talk about context.
No, we're not. That's just extra. You forgot to delete it. All right, without further ado, let's do it. Why this movie, Mariah?
I chose to watch this movie because I've seen it all over TikTok.
The old TikTok.
And they have part 1 through 100 because clearly you can't upload a whole movie. So they would upload 3 minutes of the movie and I would only see one part.
The kids do that? They watch movies that way?
Yeah.
That's awful.
If you can't get a certain
thing. You know what I like to say? The kids stop being poor.
Yeah.
So awful.
I just watched one part and I think it was like part 23.
So you had already seen this?
I watched that one part that you guessed.
Awful.
I've only seen 2 minutes of it.
Okay. Next.
Next.
All right. So how about some fun facts?
How
many of you knew about these? The concept for the Fall movie originated during the shooting of director Scott Mann's previous film, inspired by conversations about the fear of heights. Are you afraid of heights?
Most definitely.
Instead of relying on green screens or digital effects, and we talked about this during the movie, the filmmakers opted to build the upper portion of the tower on top of a mountain to achieve a realistic height effect, with the actors performing their own stunts. I did not know that. That's why they call it Four Fun Film Facts with Rick DIY. It's my music lane. Doot, doot. Okay. To secure a... Is this a PG-13 episode too?
I believe so.
To secure a PG-13 rating, over 30 uses of the word fuck were removed or changed using deepfake technology by Flawless, a company co-founded by Matt. Well, there goes ours. The success of Fall led to the development of two sequels, expanding it into a franchise with Scott Mann returning. A franchise? Really? What? Two sequels?
There's more about this movie?
I suppose so. A franchise with Scott Mann returning as producer, co-writer, and director of the for the third movie. Well, there you go. This has been Four Fun Film Facts with Rick DOI.
The more you know.
Mm-hmm. This is where you give me a round of applause. That's the yellow one. By the way, did you mention my socials?
You can find Rick at Rick's Horse on TikTok, Instagram.
And the YouTubes.
And the YouTubes.
But not the Facebooks, because that's for the olds. That's right. That's right. Okay, so go on. What kind of horror film is this, Mariah?
It's a thriller slash horror. On the Google, it says it's a thriller. And then on the actual app that we use, it said it's a horror. So it could be both.
This is true. This is true. I thought that horror. What horror elements they used?
Fear of heights. Just a goriness.
There is some gore. Oh, did we say this is a spoiler full review? This is spoiler full review because we're going to talk about stuff that happens in the movie.
And the movie came out a while ago.
It's 2022? I think it's 2022. Yeah. I'm going to say yes, it's got horror elements. Horror elements, but I wouldn't say this is like, oh, it fits squarely into like one horror category. Like, it's not supernatural horror. It's not a slasher. It's not. I feel like maybe this falls into Fear of Heights. It's definitely a type of horror, right? So maybe that's what it falls under. Real life horror, maybe. Okay. Go on. Is it scary?
Is it scary? I don't think so. I think it just makes you more uncomfortable, if anything.
Uncomfortable because you're afraid of heights. But was this movie scary? Yeah, I'm going to agree with you. I don't think this film was scary either. I also felt uncomfortable in some of the scenes. Like, when they're climbing the ladder. Like, actually, you know what? It starts from before we even get to this point. The beginning of the movie where they're rock climbing. I'm sorry, but that's not an activity that I don't think I would ever partake in. It just seems like, why? I was already uncomfortable when they were rock climbing. But then when you move forward into the movie and they start actually climbing the tower, like getting into it, but it looks super rusty. The whole tower is super rusty. It's like old and dilapidated, like not maintained.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I think that's it. Not that scary.
Do you believe jump scare was overused? Was there any jump scares?
I sure hope there were no jump scares, considering that if they jumped, that would have probably been the end of the movie. So I don't think the jump scare was overused. Was it? I'm trying to remember any particular scene. I mean, this is like 90% of the movie takes place on the tower.
Yeah.
That 10%, were there any jump scares? I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I don't remember seeing any jump scares. Okay, but the things you liked. What did you like about this movie?
I didn't really like the whole plot of the movie, but I did like the storyline where her best friend cheated. Her best friend was having an affair with her husband.
You like that part? Why would you like that? That's awful.
It's entertainment.
Oh, awful. Okay, what did I like about it? Actually, you know what? I really like this. I like the concept for the movie. I like the fact that I have not seen, although I said cliffhanger, I kept saying, oh, this is just cliffhanger, this is a cliffhanger ripoff. It really wasn't. It was a little different than cliffhanger. And for all seven people watching out there, I know you've seen cliffhanger with Sylvester Stallone. You haven't seen cliffhanger, so you had no idea what I'm talking about.
With Rocky?
Yeah, have you seen that movie?
No, but you said his name.
I liked the plot of the movie. I thought the plot was very interesting. I, in fact, did not like the dynamic where the friend was in love with the husband and thought that was awful and weird, considering she's stuck up there with this person who cheated on your husband. I don't think it was necessary for the movie. Actually, I'm not talking about the things I didn't like yet. I like the story. I thought the action was good. I thought the graphics were decent up to a certain point.
They started turning into potato graphics.
For a while, it was really good, though. For a while, like, I think for the beginning of the shots where they're climbing the tower look very good. I think when they're already at the top of the tower, it starts to look a little wonky. Not every shot, but I think the shots where you're looking at them from above do look a little weird, but everything
like
else.
The floor?
Yeah. Okay. I don't remember the music very much. I don't remember it being like a big thing or part of the movie. Do you remember like the soundtrack to the movie? Like, was it like accentuating the story?
No, I wasn't really paying attention to that, mostly because of the adrenaline you get from watching it.
Yeah, well, typically I like pay attention to the music to see if it's like doing a good job of accentuating the scenes or not accentuating the scenes. But now I don't remember it. So yes, I'm going to say the story was really good and the acting was good I feel like the girls were good actresses. I feel like they were like annoying in a way that because they're not, they have no idea what they're doing. Like they shouldn't be in this film. Like they were cast in these roles and they played the roles well. What do you think?
Yeah.
Hmm. Like fact, Negan was in it.
Oh,
Little Bird.
Yeah, I did not know he was in it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's barely in it. You can consider he's barely in it. So how much was his name in the credits of the movie? It is.
Yeah, isn't it was. He was one of the top.
Oh, you know what? I asked this last time in an episode of this show. Like, how much of a person do you expect to see in the movie if their name is in the movie title? How much of it do you expect to see?
I feel like franchises don't really care. As long as they're super famous, then they're going to be on it to get.
Even if they're on for like 2 seconds, yeah, you don't care?
To draw people into it?
That's awful. Like, if his name is on it, I expect him to be like in 70% of the movie. Otherwise, don't put his name on it. That's terrible. But yes, he's in it and for 3 seconds at the beginning of the film and then at the end of the scene. He's in it for less than a minute. I swear to you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyway. Anything else about the things that you liked?
I liked the plot where she was dead the whole time, but they made it seem like she was alive because it was all in her head.
Yes. There is a scene when, what's her name? The friend that was in love with
Hunter.
Yes, Hunter. Hunter was in love with the husband and Hunter falls. We see Hunter fall. But the audience first sees her hang on to the backpack. That's what the audience sees. But later it's revealed that she actually did not hang on to the backpack.
But during the first fall, you can hear her body thud.
Oh, really?
I heard it, but I didn't think much of it.
I did not hear it to nobody's surprise. Perfect. Yeah, I did not hear it, but that was a plot twist. I guess you heard her fall. But you did not see her fall. So when we continue with the movie and we see Hunter interacting with what's the other girl's name? I forgot. Well, with her friend. The interactions don't seem as if it's a ghost interacting with a person, right? The interactions seem as if these two girls are up on top of the tower trying to figure out ways to stay alive.
Bex.
What?
Bex. That's what she called her.
Bex. That's right. But yes, I did like that plot twist. Indeed. Anything else? I actually like the fact, you know, I like some of these ideas that they were coming up with to try to save themselves, like putting the phone in a shoe and launching it to see whether or not they would send the message and call for help.
You were talking bad about one of the parts.
Which one?
Plugging your phone into the lamp.
Oh, what's that thing? We're going to talk about the things that I don't like about it very, very soon. But I like that. I like the fact that they had a drone and they were using a drone to try to save themselves. The way that they charged the drone was really stupid. We can talk about the things I didn't like. Well, that's it for the things I like, I think. You?
Most of the time I was uncomfortable. Her friend was annoying. She was dragging her. She clearly didn't want to go up. She was shaking and she forced her up there.
She didn't want to go up. Let's can talk about that and the things you didn't like.
Well, then I did not like it.
Okay, so the things you didn't like, sponsored as usual by no one. Guys, the things you didn't like.
Like I said, I don't like how her friend was forcing her up there. She was making it seem as if she was doing it because she cared about her, but she really just wanted her to be there with her. So she was doing it for herself, not for her friend.
Yeah, she was doing it for clicks, clickety clicks, and like. Click, like, and subscribe, man.
She was being a clout chaser.
Yeah, she was a... You know, she's a really terrible friend, honestly. First and foremost, she cheated on her husband cheated on her, or her friend cheated with her husband, which is awful. That's number one already. And on top of that, she's this awful friend who's forcing this other friend to climb this gigantic tower.
2,000 feet tall.
2,000 feet tall, B-57? Is that what it's called?
The tower B-57?
Yeah. So she's forcing this. Or she's like this teenage horrible influence on this friend who is trying to do the right thing. Yeah, the friend was a little bit depressed, obviously, after the boyfriend's death.
I don't think they were teenagers.
She's behaving like a teenager.
Okay.
So she's a terrible influence on her friend under the pretext of trying to help her get over the death of her husband. That's not what a friend does. The friends will be like, you know, do something more responsible or adult. I don't know. They were in their 20s or early 30s. But anyway, I also didn't like that. What else didn't you like?
For someone who didn't like the movie, I can't think of what I didn't like.
Oh, that's right. For somebody who's afraid of being canceled for voicing your opposition against a film.
I actually can't remember.
That's it?
Yeah. What did you not like?
Well, I got to get into the way that they charge the phones. It's the stupidest thing ever. By the way, first and foremost, the light bulb at the top of this tower was not going to be a standard light bulb that you use in your house. It's ridiculous to think. Can you imagine how tall they are?
Yeah.
That light bulb is supposed to be used so that planes don't crash into it. And you're going to use some stupid standard household light bulb? That's a dumb thing that they wrote in there. I don't know why they did that. They could have figured out a better way of them. Like, couldn't they just rewire something? That box, that emergency box, yeah, could have just had some wires in there. You know, like something. I'm not saying they need to be electrical engineers in the movie and they need to know how to wire stuff, but give me a red wire, give me a black wire. They plug those in to the charger and it works. It's not that complicated. But they made it seem like, well, she needs to climb to the top of the tower and then disconnect the normal size light bulb and then charge the phone that way. Dumb.
Did you notice that once the friend died, her dead self started acting a lot more calm? Like, she was more there for her.
Oh, well, I didn't notice it until the scene where she's just staring off into the distance and saying, you can do this. I believe in you. And okay, but that was at the point where her face is revealed to be. Yeah. I did not notice that. But actually, that was really good written because I did not notice the transition of her friend being, come on, you got to do this, Bex. I believe in you. No, what is this? What are you going to? I don't know. She was horrible. She wasn't very supportive.
Yeah.
What else did you like or didn't like?
I didn't like how those guys robbed their car.
Oh. But it was too soon in the movie. It was way too early on in the movie for them to actually help.
Yeah.
Like, so there's the scene where they're stuck up there already. And what did they do? Did they fly the drone? No, I forgot what they did that they got the guy's attention. It wasn't the drone. How did they get those dudes?
The flare gun.
Oh, it was the flare. That's right. It was the flare. So there was an emergency flare. And by the way, did they write an emergency flare in binoculars? Why would you use binoculars? I don't know. But anyway.
I figured
a phone up there would be useful, but whatever. What do I know? So they launched the flare to this, RV in the middle of nowhere. And these dudes who are nefarious characters see the flare and then they go steal her truck. But this was like, 40 minutes into the movie?
Yeah.
It was too soon for it to actually be the people that were going to rescue them. But yeah, they stole her truck. What else?
That's all I have in mind.
That you didn't like?
Yeah.
All right. I also don't like, we already mentioned the dramatic portrait. I don't want to see that. It's too much boring. Okay, next.
Did you fall asleep while watching it?
I thought I was going to. I really did, especially at the beginning of the movie where it was cliffhanger ripoff. I thought I was going to fall asleep. But then I don't know what the point it got really. When the guy fell, I guess maybe. It looked kind of fake.
That was 5 minutes into the movie.
No, it was really fast. He first falls. And he's still hanging. He's cliff hanging. That's a delayed response. He's cliff hanging. Okay. He's cliff hanging. And suddenly his apparatus falls and he dies.
Yeah.
And then the girl goes to get drunk at a bar. And she's just
51 weeks later, by the
way. Was it 1 week later?
51.
Oh, yes. Very specific. 51 whole weeks later. I don't know why they were. I don't know. Weird numbers. They could have just said a year later. Why couldn't they just say a year later? I don't know. Anyway, yes, I did not fall asleep watching. Did you fall asleep watching this movie?
Considering it was almost 12 when we finished watching. It was 12 when we finished watching the movie. No.
Phenomenal. Was this movie, I was going to say cliffhanger, was this movie fall entertaining?
It was entertaining because of the drama. That's how you draw some people in.
It was awful. I guess so. The fear of falling, or the idea that they could fall at any moment. But it, did you ever feel like they were going to fall off the tower, though?
No. But now I remember. When her friend was trying to fake that she was falling off, when she made her take that picture, when she was holding on with one hand. Yeah. And then she made her friend do it. Clearly, she didn't want to do it.
See, there's that poor influence again.
Yeah.
I also didn't like that, but her friend was just an awful human being to begin with. So.
Yeah.
Okay, now I did not fall asleep watching Fall. Was Fall entertaining?
You just answered that.
Oh, sorry. Yes, I think it was entertaining, considering I didn't think it was going to be entertaining. It looked like something that you watch on the CW or some teenager stuff that
you didn't want to watch it at first.
Don't know. Did you think it was entertaining? Yeah? Okay. We usually don't give entertainment ratings. We're not going to. Okay. Do you endorse the movie Fall, Mariah?
I am a Mariah, and I endorse this movie.
Wow.
I messed up saying my own name.
I think that two people give this movie an endorsement, it's considered like an overwhelming, oh my god, I want this movie, so I'm gonna endorse it anyway. Hi, my name is Rick, and you should check this movie out. I thought it was fun at the end, and I was very skeptical about it for like the first 5 minutes. Wow, this is cliffhanger ripoff. Wow, I'm not gonna watch this, it's gonna suck. But no, it actually wound up being very fun. Okay, rating.
I rate this movie a 7 out of 10.
7 out of 10 for Mariah. Why wouldn't you give it the... Why a 7?
I just didn't like the uncomfortableness.
There were some very uncomfortable scenes indeed. That's hilarious for somebody that did not want to watch this movie. I actually wound up really enjoying this movie. I'll give this movie a solid 8.
And I begged to watch this movie, and he didn't want to.
I did not want to watch this movie. I found it very entertaining at the end, and an 8 out of 10. It's not the greatest thing in the history of mankind, but definitely worth one. I would never rewatch it.
Mm-mm.
But very, very good. But they're making sequels, so forget it. Okay, anything else?
I believe that is all.
Okay, well then I guess that's going to be it for another exciting episode of Rick's Horror TV Show. No, Horror Movie Review. Rick's Rated PG-13 Horror Movie Review. We'll review absolutely everything and anything that is related to horror, including movies that are a little too dramatic for my taste, but horror related, like the movie Fall. If you're still here for some reason listening to us again, I have no idea why, all 7 of you, we appreciate you being here, and we'll catch you again next time on another exciting episode. Well, at this point, we'll just pretend like we're reading stuff from this paper again.